आज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती, सुमिरत क्यों
Labdha kathamchit narjanma durlabham. Narjanma, the human birth, is very, very rare, very durlab. Tatrapi punstam, then after that you have got the punstam, you have got the masculine quality. And then six or seven steps are stated in the slok number 4. Shruti paradarsanam. Shruti paradarsanam, you have got the chance to hear the Shruti. Then yastatva atmamukto na yatet murdhi, and even after that for atmamukti, if you are not trying, if you are not striving, murdhi sa atmaha, he is committing suicide. Why he is committing suicide? Binhanti asad grihat, because he is holding on to asad things, he is holding on to prakriti, he is holding on to maya. He is holding on to object, emotions and thought. And in the next verse it is said, is there any greater fool who is working against his own welfare? You have got a chance and you are not striving. Then after that, we have seen in the verse number 6, vadantu sastrani yajantu devan kurvantu karmani bhajantu devata. Atmaikya bodhena vinabhimuktihi na siddhyati brahma satantare apihi. In this verse, the limitations of the sadhana just stated, they are not criticized. Be very, very careful. Shankaracharya is saying, Badantu Sastrani, if you go on chanting Sastra, all memorized 700 verses of Gita, and you, every day you are chanting, good, it will give you purity of mind. Then Yajantu Devan, you are doing special puja, you are doing sacrifices. Kurvantu Karmani, and you are doing all the rituals. Bhajantu Devata, and you are doing upasana. So you are doing karmakanda, you are doing upasana. Both things you are doing. Atmaika bodhene bina vimukti na siddhati. Without atmaika bodh, without the knowledge of self, mukti will never happen. So these things are required. But these things will not give you mukti. They have got their own limitations. Karmakanda will purify your mind. Upasana will concentrate your mind. After that, knowledge of self is required. These are the steps. And we also discuss that Shankaracharya said that there are two margs. One is the pravritti marg, another is the nivritti marg. And both marg will take you to the same goal, pravritti marg and nivritti marg. But the first step is pravritti marg. What is pravritti marg? Simple term, karma yoga. And nivritti marg, you don't have to do karma, you have to do sravan manan nididhyasana. This is very slippery point. Many, many people slip on this point. They stop karma yoga, they stop jap puja and start straight before the sravan manan nididhyasana. Don't do that. In Bhagavad Gita also, Lord gave the knowledge of the self and karma yoga in the chapter number 2. Immediately, Arjuna asked a question to the Lord. Jayasi chet karmanaste mata buddhi janardana tatkim karmani ghore mam niyojasi kesava vyamishrena bhavakyena buddhi moyasib me तद एकम वद निश्चत येन श्रेयो हम आत्मराम. You have told me two things. Gyan, you have given me the Atma Gyan. And from the verse number 39 onward in the chapter number 2, you have started talking about the Karma Yoga. And you are telling me to fight ghor karma, you are telling me. If I can reach by Gyan, if I can get that knowledge, why don't you tell me one? Why are you telling me to do this karma? Ghor karma? Yuddha? That is your duty. Bounden duty. You have to do. And Arjuna asks that my buddhi is now deluded. You have said two paths in chapter number 2. You have given Atma Gyan and you have given Karma Yoga. I prefer Atma Gyan. I don't want to fight. But you are telling me, fight, fight, fight. Tell me one. And Lord says, you have to do Karma Yoga. In chapter number 5, after developing the theme, in chapter number 3, Karma Yoga, chapter number 4 and chapter number 5, it is the Karma Sannyas Yoga, it's gradual development. Lord talked about the Karma Sannyas, you don't have to do your duties. You do Sravan Manan Nididhyasana. Nivritti Marg is Sravan Manan Nididhyasana. Pravritti Marg, you have to do your duties. You have to do your duties. Here again Arjuna, sannyasam karmanam krishnam punaryogam jasansasi yasriya iteyurikam tanme bruhi sunischitam. You are praising, you are glorifying the karma sannyas also, you are glorifying the karma yoga also. Yasriya iteyurikam, tell me one. Kisko kare? Bhagwan vacha sannyasah cha karma yogascha nisriyasah karabho. Both karma yoga and sannyas will give you the same result. Same result. Pravritti marga and nivritti marga will give you the same result. Tayastu karma sannyasat karma yoga visishyate. But in between karma sannyas and karma yoga, he says the karma yoga is better. We have to understand one thing very, very clearly, that the karma sannyasa yoga nivritti marga is for those people who has got no worldly duties, no bounden duties. Karma yoga marga is for the grihasthas. Karma sannyasa marga is for those people who has completed their household duties. Karma yoga is the part-time method of reaching that Lord. Karma sannyas is the direct path of reaching to the Lord. We are all grihasthas. We should not forget this thing, that this karma sannyas is not for us. Once you have accepted the duties of the grihastha, you have to fulfill it. You were not forced to get married. Did Lord tell you that you have to get married? Once you have accepted the household duties, you have to fulfill it now. You can't say, now I don't want to do my duty, like Arjuna was saying. He was not ready to fulfill his duties, and Lord did not allow him. Lord forced him to do his duties. So there are two types of people. One is the grihasthas, another is the sannyasis. From brahmachari you can go up straight to the sannyas, we have discussed many times. But those who have opted from brahmachari to grihastha, they have to fulfill the duties of the grihasthasram. You cannot come out now. For you, it is only karma yoga available, not karma sannyas. You cannot say that I will not do this thing, I will not do this thing. No. You have your duty toward yourself, you have got a duty toward your family, you have got a duty toward the society. Many times we have said that we have to do karma yoga, karma yoga, karma yoga. There is no other way out. Shankaracharya, we have studied Keno Upanishad also. And while studying the Keno Upanishad, I read you the Bhashya also. It was said by Shankaracharya, Loke pi ekasmad gruno srunvantam. In this loka, in this society, in this sansar, guru is one. But the students are many. Loke api ekasmad guru srunvantam kaschit yathavat pratipadyate. Some understand 100%. Others don't understand. Not fully. Kaschid yathavat kaschid api viparitam. Reverse. Ulta samaj liya. I am not saying. Shankaracharya ji saying. Guru is one. Students are many. Some are able to absorb 100%. Some are able to absorb little bit, 50%, 60%, and some other wrong understanding. And kaschin na prapipatyate. Some did not understand at all. So don't misunderstand the Shastra. Karma yoga, as a grihastha, we are part-time seekers, not full-time seekers. We have to do karma yoga. And your karma yoga is not limited to only your house, your family. We have seen many times that the whole world is nothing but Lord in different names and forms. You have to serve the world. And we provide you the platform for doing karma yoga. We are providing you to start the puja. How to do japa, how to do the puja, how to do the karma yoga. We provide you. We are not telling you have to do something special. Whatever is your specialty, we provide you that. We have got in ashram so many things. Help us in the computer, help us in the office, help us in the book, help us in the puja, help us in the gardening, help us in the cleaning, help us in the cooking. If you can't provide that, help us with the money. If you can't provide money, help us with any other thing. You have to do karma yoga. You cannot escape it. Choice is yours. कर्मयोग करना होगा. शंकराचार्य विल टेल फर्दर मोर मेनी थिंग्स ही विल टेल, बट डोंट मिसअंडरस्टैंड, डोंट ट्राई टू जंप द स्टेप्स. लॉर्ड कृष्णा डिड नॉट अलाउ इवन अर्जुन टू जंप. ही हैड टू डू द कर्मयोगा, फाइट द वॉर. So we all have to do karma yoga. Good. Now, verse number 7, we have seen the meaning only. We will chant once again.
अमृतत्वस्य नाशास्ति, अमृतत्वस्य नाशास्ति, वित्ते नित्येव हि श्रुतिः, वित्ते नित्येव हि श्रुतिः. ब्रवीति कर्मणो मुक्तेः, ब्रवीति कर्मणो मुक्तेः, अहेतुत्वं स्फुटं यतः, अहेतुत्वं स्फुटं यतः. अमृतत्वस्य नाशास्ति, वित्ते नित्येव हि श्रुतिः. ब्रवीति कर्मणो मुक्तेः, अहेतुत्वं स्फुटं यतः.
Now somebody may think, Shankaracharya has said, Badantu Sastrani Yajantu Devan Kurvantu Karmani Bhajantu Devata Atmaika Bodhena Vina Vimukti Na Siddhati Brahma Satantarepi. This may be the opinion of Shankaracharya. It is not supported by scriptures, not supported by the Shruti, not supported by the Veda. Immediately Shankaracharya quotes Shruti. It is written in the Upanishad, whatever I am saying, it is supported by the Shruti. Amritatasya nasti vittenevai Shruti. Karmano mukti ahetutam sputam yata. Karmano mukti ahetum. Hetu means cause. Ahetum, not a cause. What is not a cause? Karma is not a cause. It is written in the Shruti. And why karma cannot be the cause of mukti? We have proved many times. Because the seed of the karma is in avidya. This is avidya. What is avidya? Not knowing my true nature is avidya. Knowing my true nature is vidya. If I know my true nature, I am jnani. If I don't know my true nature, I am ajnani. What is knowledge? I am Satchidananda Brahman. I am complete, I am full. Not knowing that I am complete and full, I consider myself incomplete. I am apoorn. I want to make myself full, poorn. And what I am trying to take? I am trying to take things from object, emotions and thought from the jagat. I am trying to make myself full. So since I consider myself not complete, and I am always trying to make myself complete, so the desire comes. I want to become complete. I want to become complete. Desire arises. And the mind starts doing the sankalpa, vikalpa, sankalpa, vikalpa. Then a decision is taken, order is given to the body, act. And accordingly we act, not knowing the art of acting, we have never followed karma yoga. Never. We never followed karma yoga. Not knowing the art of karma, we have increased the capital of our vasanas, our likes and dislikes. This is what we have done. All of us have, we have done the same thing. Not knowing the art of karma. What is the art of karma? Karma yoga. What is karma yoga? All my actions, no special actions. All my actions should be for the happiness of the Lord. That's all. Only this much you have to think before doing any karma. Whether by this action my Lord will be happy or not. Then your all actions will become karma yoga. No vasanas will be formed. So by karma you will never get it. By karma you will increase. By the sakam karma you will increase your vasana, your likes and dislikes more and more. And only in this human birth you can exhaust this. In no other birth you can exhaust this vasanas. So karmano mukti ahetutam. Karma is not the cause of mukti. Good. Amritasya nasa asti vittena evahi. He gives the quotation from the Shruti. It is coming in the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. Amritasya nasa asti vittena evahi. Amrit, the self. Self you cannot get by vitta. Vitta means wealth. By wealth you can never get it. Now wealth can be of two types. One is laukik wealth and another is daivik wealth. Laukik wealth, rupees, dollar, franc. These are laukik wealth. With this laukik wealth you can get the sukh of this world. And the daivik wealth, you have done lot of merits, punya karma. So you will get the sukh of other world. But the both the sukh are limited. By punya also you will go to the swarga, but for a limited period of time. And the whatever money you have got, you can also get sukh from this world, but that also is limited. So one cannot get immortality by money. You cannot get it. Who said this? It was said by Yajnavalkya. Yajnavalkya was a rishi and he earned lot of wealth in the Sabha of Janak by debate on Vedanta. He earned a lot of money. And he wanted to have now Vidvat Sannyas. Vidvat Sannyas means after knowledge he wanted to renounce the world. He wanted to take the sannyas. And there is another sannyas called Vidvisa Sannyas. So that sannyas is that I want to have the knowledge. for getting knowledge, vidvicha sannyas. Vidvat sannyas, after having the knowledge, I want to renounce. So Yajnavalk wanted to have vidvat sannyas. So he had two wives, Maitri and Katyayani. So whatever wealth he accumulated, he wanted to distribute on two wives. Lelo mere ko chodo. So Maitri said, you are ready to give all your wealth. Tell me, can we get immortality by this wealth? Where are you going? I'm going for immortality, Amrit. I don't need these wealths now. Useless. When Maitri asked this question, can we get immortality by this wealth? Then Yajnavalk said, Vittena Amritasya Asa Nasti. By Vitta, you cannot get Amrita. He clearly said. So that Shruti Shankaracharya has quoted. So how can we get the immortality? Only by self-knowledge. Knowledge of the self will keep you. Only Gyatva, only by knowing that you are that Brahman. So this both Laukik and Devic wealth will never will give you immortality. How do you prove it? Can you remove your ignorance by wealth? It is only Ajnan here, na? We don't know this. Tattva. Can we remove that ignorance of the self by wealth? It can never be removed. Therefore, this knowledge is essential. Na karmana, na praya, na dhanena. Tyagena eike amritatva ansu. Na karmana, not by karma. Na praja, your children can also not help you in that. Na praja, dhanena, na dhanena, by wealth also. Tyage naike, only by renouncing, you can get it. Very good. And this is clearly stated in our scripture. Sputam, very clear. And we have seen science behind it also, that we cannot remove ignorance by wealth, whether punya karma or laukik wealth. Very simple. Mahatma gave example, you are doing pranayam. So can by doing pranayam you pass your MSc examination? No, you can't do that. Not possible. So how will I get mukti? The means of wisdom is given here. But in verse number 6, we have already seen Atmaika bodhena bina vimukti na siddhati brahma satantarepi. Let us read now verse number 8.
Ato vimukte prayateta vidvan. Ato vimukte prayateta vidvan. Sanyasta bhayata sukhas prihasan. Sanyasta bhayata prihasan. Santam mahantam samupetya deshikam. Santam mahantam samupetya deshikam. Tenupadishtartha samahitatma. Tenupadishtartha samahitatma. Ato vimuktai prayateta vidvan. Sanyasta bhayartha sukhas prihasan. Santam mahantam samupetya deshikam. तेन उपदिष्टार्थ समाहितात्मा.
सो इट इज सेड हियर अतः देयरफॉर मीन्स बाई कर्म यू विल नेवर गेट इट. Therefore, what is to be done? Vimuktai prayatet vidvana. So what is the right means now? Right means is sadhan sadhya vivek. Sadhan means sadhya goal. We have to do the vivek. Discrimination between the sadhan and the sadhya. Karma yog, bhakti yog, jnana yog, these are all sadhan. And what is the sadhya? That tattva, that atman, that brahman is the sadhya. That we have to discriminate. Mostly we are engrossed in the sadhana only. Always engrossed in the sadhana. Never go beyond that. Good. Sadhan sadhya vivek. Vimuktai prayatet vidvan. Vimuktai for liberation. Prayatet, strive. Vidvan. Shankaracharya is telling us we are all vidvan. He's praising us. Vidvan. Vidvan should. Here vidvan does not mean the person who has got the spiritual knowledge. Here vidvan has done some vivek. He is called vidvan. Prayatet should strive for. So what, how should I strive? Should I start doing pranayam and all 84 asanas? Will I get that? No. Proper means has to be accepted. So vidvan here does not mean the person. He has got the spiritual knowledge. No, he doesn't have for the spiritual knowledge. But he has done some vivek. What vivek he has done? Yehi sansparsaja bhoga dukkha yoneo evate adyanta vanta kaunteya na tesu ramate buddha. He has realized this much. Yehi sansparsaja bhoga. Whatever you are enjoying, with your five organs of perception, five sense objects you are enjoying, whenever they come in touch, what will happen? It is said, bhoga dukkha yone evate, all are womb of sorrow only. All bhogas are womb of sorrow. Ultimately they will give you sorrow. Adi anta vanta kaunte hai, adi and anta. They have got a beginning and they have got an end. Kaunte hai na tesu ramate buddha. Buddha, they don't revel in that sense object. They only take only that much of bhoga which is required. Upayog, not upabhog. We are all engrossed in upabhog, bhog, bhog. We are not taking only that much which is required. So this vidwan, he has understood the shortcomings of the sense objects. Good. We also know the shortcomings. These sense objects never gave us total fulfillment. Never gave us permanent sukh. Always gave me temporary sukh. It was limited in time. It is finite, and finite things can never give you infinite result. Finite things, finite karma will give you finite result. And what I want? I want permanent sukh. Permanent sukh, who can give me? The infinite can give me infinite sukh. So by finite means, I cannot get infinite. And we have already studied in our Upadesar also, phalam asaswatam gati nirodhakam. Phalam asaswatam
It is not permanent fall. Karma will never give you permanent result. Asaswatam.
Gati nirodhakam. Gati.
I am not get the supreme.
Gati nirodhakam.
So what one he should do? So this Vidwan has done this much of Vivek. If this objects of the world will not give me permanent sukh, they have got the shortcoming, they are limited, they will give me only limited sukh only. This much he knows.
Now what is to be done? Sanyasta vahya artha sukh sprihasan.
Second line says sanyasta, renounce.
Renounce what? Vahya. Sukh,
all external object sukh, sab chhod do. Kal se class mein nahi aayenge.
Kya padhate hain aap? Sanyast, renounce. Then, bahya, external, everything is external.
Bahya,
sukh. We are getting sukh only from the world. Now you are telling leave everything. Sanyasta vahya sukh.
Shankaracharya has added one more word there, spriha. Most important word there, spriha.
Craving for that. Leave the craving. We are all craving. Itna paisa aur chahiye. Craving.
We want more property, more wealth.
Craving. So what is happening with that?
Time to ja raha na, life khatam ho gaya. It is difficult to repay the mortgage of one property. 20 saal, 30 saal lag jata hai. And now you have got the craving, I should have one more property. Again take a loan. Iska thoda kamti ho gaya. Abhi now we can pledge this also. Another 30-year program. So 30 plus 30, 60-year program. And what will you do? You will sleep in only one bedroom. Others, every Saturday, Sunday, you will run with the vacuum cleaner and clean that house.
Spriha. The craving is criticized here. Very good.
This does not mean that you will not arrange for roti kapra makan, that is required. Unless that roti kapra makan is not arranged, you will not come to the spiritual side. That is required.
We have to keep our body, mind, intellect fit. This is vehicle. With this vehicle we have to reach there. The vehicle has to be kept fit. Good. Why this Priha is criticized. You must know the science also. Why this is criticized? Spriha always takes us outside. Is it not so? Spriha of the sense objects will always make you extrovert. And where is the Atman? First we have to go inside. So spriha and spirituality are opposite to each other. Like reading and sleeping, can you do together? I want to read also, I want to sleep also. I want to see TV also and I want to sleep also. Opposite to each other. Similarly, this craving and the spirituality, they are opposite to each other. For the spirituality, you have to go inward. Craving will take you outward. Very good. Then what is to be done? Santam mahantam samupetya desikam. Santam, good. Mahantam, large-hearted. Samupetya, duly approached. Whom? Desikam. Desikam is the teacher, master, who will indicate you the path. This way you have to go. He is the desikam. And how is he? Good nature.
Mahantam, large-hearted. He tolerates all our faults. That is why he is large-hearted. Mahantam. And how is the santam? Santam is achudra chittam, a vast mind, like space. So vast mind. Then what he will do? Ten upadishtartha samahit atma, ten upadishta, he will teach what artha, here artha means the knowledge of self. Ten upadishta samahit atma, and you should, samahit atma, after that you should try to strive to abide in that knowledge. Ten upadishta, he will tell you the knowledge. Then after that, what you have to do? You have to practice, you have to strive for abiding in that knowledge. But mostly what we see, we go to the Guru, we understand everything. Guru explains the science also, but we never follow the instruction. Guru says, do karma yoga. Yeah, theek bola, abhi time nahi hua, abhi karenge baad mein. Do puja. You are asking for $11. Puja nahi karenge. Jap karo, paisa nahi lagega. Guruji said this time very good one. In routine and urgent work, don't forget important thing. In routine and urgent work, don't forget important things. What is the important thing? He gave a beautiful example. Early morning we do our puja, some jap and all that we do. Then after that we take tea and then I go to the duty and all that. Aaj late se uthe. Kya kiya? Jap band kar diya. Magar chai? So, in urgent and routine duty, don't forget important thing. What is the important? Jap is most important. We forget the jap and did all other things. Urgent and routine. Then after that, the routine business starts. Chalo, karo. So when we say do karma yoga, do seva, do puja, dan, bap re bap, don't talk about dan, no money, dan, tap, austerity karo, no, shravan, 1 hour in a week to karte hain, aur kya karna hai, shravan, manan, kitab ban, no reflection on that, kaise hoga, we have to do all these things. Sis has surrendered. Now the question is that, is everything is to be done by Guru or Sis also has to do something? Shankarajaji saying, what Sis has to do? Next verse.
उद्धरेदात्मनात्मानम् मग्नम् संसारवारिधो मग्नम् संसारवारिधो योगारूढत्वमासाद्य योगारूढत्वमासाद्य सम्यक् दर्शननिष्ठया सम्यक् दर्शननिष्ठया उद्धरेदात्मनात्मानम् मग्नम् संसारवारिधौ योगारूढत्वमासाद्य सम्यक् darshanishtaya.
Uddharetatmana atmanam. A similar verse comes in Gita also. So who has copied? Shankaracharya has copied? Or Gita has copied from Shankaracharya? Shankaracharya has taken from the Gita. It is in Gita it is said, Uddharet Atmana Atmanam Na Atmanam Avasadayet Atma Eva Hi Atmana Bandhu Atma Eva Rupyu Atmana. Uddharet. Uddharet. You lift yourself. Uddharet Atmana Atmanam. Lift yourself by yourself. You have to strive for. Na atmanam avasadayet, and never allow yourself to go down, to go lower. What is going down? This is going down. Lift yourself. Atmana atmana. Good. Atma eva hi atmana bandhu. Here atma means mind. Lift your mind by yourself toward this. Don't allow your mind go down. Your mind is your friend, your mind is your enemy. When your mind is helping you to reach this side, it is friend. When the same mind which rebels in OET, it is repose. So evolution or devolution does not depend on the outer conditions. It depends on you. And you cannot delegate this to others. Be very, very clear. Beta, ye kaam karke aao. Mere liye puja kar do. I will get credit. No. I am hungry, you eat. I want to be healthy, but you exercise. Nahi hoga. So if you want to evolve yourself, you have to put an effort. Guruji this time also said, people expect to touch kar dijiye, matha mein haath rakh dijiye, mera ho jayega. And people give example, Thakur Ram Krishna touched Vivekananda. Gurudev used to say, you become first Vivekananda. You become the adhikari like Vivekananda, then I will touch you. So we have to lift ourselves. Good. And Gurudev used to say, I am not a mule guru. I will tell you, then you have to walk on that path. Don't think you will ride on me and I will take you there. No. I will tell you the path, you have to follow. Whatever I say, you do it. Then you will get the result. The problem with this, with us is this, that we understand everything. Shastra is very clear. It's very simple. Very simple. But we don't act. We have got no doubt in the Shastra, we have got no doubt in the instructions, we have got no doubt in the science, but we don't act. That is our problem. So nobody can lift you. If you have got the confusion, you have to help yourself. करना तो आपको होगा. गुड. द गुरु कन मैक्सिमम से भाई आ जाया करो. आई विल गिव यू अ चॉकलेट. पढ़ लो थोड़ा. बट आफ्टर दैट इफ यू डोंट स्टडी, इफ यू डोंट एक्ट, तो नहीं होगा. पीपल से ना, यू कैन टेक द हॉर्स टू द स्ट्रीम बट यू कैन नॉट मेक हिम ड्रिंक. करना है आपको. तो लिफ्ट फ्रॉम वेयर? मगनम संसार वारिदौ. We have to lift our, this is sansar var, this is sansar sagar. We are all drowning or drowned in this sansar sagar. You have to lift yourself from this sansar sagar. Who will help? It is the Guru Upadesa Parishkrit Mana. When the Guru gives you the Upadesa and your mind is purified, Guru tells you that you do the Karma Yoga, you do the Puja, you do the Japa, you do the Tapa, you do the Tana, you do the Sravan, you do the Manan. When you start doing all these things, then the mind will purify, not before that. Guru will tell you the signs, 100% result will be there, but you have to do. If you do that, then you can lift yourself. Then what will happen? Yoga rudatvam asadhya, yoga rudatvam, the state of yoga rudha. Yoga means the means, arudha, you are well established on that. Asadhya, having attained those means, then you can move forward. The first thing is, know the means and then follow. Know the means, what are the means? We have studied many, many means. Karma Yoga, Puja, Japa, Dhan, Tapa, Sravan, Manan, these are all the means. Then after that, go ahead. So what is Yoga Rudha? Who is Yoga Rudha? Bhagavan says in Gita, yada hi na indriyarthesu na karma sanusajjate sarva sankalpa sannyasi yoga rudha tadochyate. When you can claim yourself that yoga rudha, it is said, yada hi na indriyarthesu, when a man is not attracted to the objects of the pleasure, indriya artha, here artha means sense objects. Indriyartesu na karma anusajjate, anusajjate means not attached, karma, neither is attached to the objects of sense pleasures or actions. And sarva sankalpa sannyasi, sarva sankalpa sannyasi, he has renounced all the desires for the sense object, not roti kapda makan. We have got a thinking that this sense objects give me happiness. This is our understanding. So we want to accumulate more and more, more and more craving that this will give me happiness, 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 happiness. So here it is a sarva sankalpa sannyasi. The craving should not be there for the sense objects. Yoga rud tado uchyate, then you are yoga rud. So when you attain the supreme dispassion, I will take only that much which is I need for keeping this body fit, for reaching my goal. And as a karma yogi, we have to look after our own self, our duties toward our family, our duties toward our society, nation, country, everything we have to do. No shortcut there. Don't even dare to try to come to Sravan Manan Nididhyasan. That doesn't mean you will not come in the next class. We have to grow. This time also Guruji said that there is one Pipilika mark and there is a Bihanga mark. What is Bihanga mark? A bird is sitting on the ground, Bihanga mark, it can go to the top of that tree. One jump. That is Gyan mark. Another is Pipilika mark. Will take. Ant will take time. It will also reach same place, but it will take time. So we are all Pipilika mark. Why? Pravritti mark. Why? Because we are Grihasthi. Why you are Grihasthi? Because we are married.
Who told you to get married?
We desired, we got married. We have chosen the pipil kamar.
Now continue.
If you have missed the exit number 25, next exit,
65.
After the duties are over. When the duties are over, come. Do the Sravan Manan Nididhyasana full time.
Good. So this much price you have to pay. Param Vairagya is required.
हमको ये भी चाहिए वो भी चाहिए नहीं होगा.
One is outside, another is inside.
You cannot get. Any one you can get. If you want, soak up the objects of the world, extrovert. If you want the soak up Atman, introvert.
The objects of the world has got no soak. The source of all soak is Atman. If you want permanent soak, you have to take a U-turn, come inside.
Is it difficult? Simple.
Then it is the Samyak Darshan Nishtaya. Samyak Darshan. What is Samyak Darshan? What is the right vision? What is the right understanding? Aham Brahmasmi is the right understanding. I am that. Brahma Satya Jagat Mithya. This is right understanding.
What is our ignorance understanding? Jagat Satya Brahma Mithya. That is our understanding.
Samyak Darshan Nishtaya. Abide in that. That I am Brahman.
Very good. There are many similarities in Sansar Sagar and Sagar. Many similarities.
You cannot cross a Sagar by swimming or a paddle boat. You need a ship.
Similarly, this Sansar Sagar you cannot cross by Karma Yoga, Dhan, Tap. You need knowledge. I am not criticizing again and again, I am telling you, I am not criticizing Karma Yoga, Dhan, Tap. No. These are required. They have got a limitation, they will give you fruit, and after that fruit, you have to go in for the knowledge. Be very clear. Don't stop your sadhanas. Whatever you are doing, try to increase them further so that the mind is purified and you are able to absorb 100%.
Ocean appear endless. Similarly, Sansar Sagar is also endless.
You cannot cross it by yourself. You need help. And that help will come from the Guru. Guru will tell you how to cross it.
In ocean you will find continuous disturbances.
In Sansar Sagar also there is continuous disturbances.
What are those? Avidya. Avidya kam karma, avidya kam karma.
What is that called?
Anarthkari parampara continuously going on. Asmitas, asmita, ego, sense of I-ness. I am the doer, I am the doer. Raga, attachment, dvesh, hatred, and abhinivesh, the fear of death. These five things are continuously there in the sansara. Always continuously disturbing you. There are many cruel animals in Sagar which can swallow you.
Similarly, in Sansar Sagar, there are many animals which have already swallowed us. Chonk nahi jana, if I tell you what are those. First is Dara. second is putra, third is friend, fourth is relatives, fifth is wealth. Bata, are we not swallowed by all this? पकड़ के रखा है कि नहीं हमको? दारा, दारा मीन्स वाइफ, यू कैन टेक इट स्पाउस. चिल्ड्रन, फ्रेंड्स, रिलेटिव्स, वेल्थ. पकड़ के रख दिया, ठीक है. एंड देर इज वेलकनो इनसाइड उर्बानो in Sagar. And what is Velkano in Sansagar? It's like anger. Anger is Velkano in us. So it is anger inside, and when it is expressed outside, it's like fire. There are whirlpools in the Sagar, and delusion is the whirlpool of Sansar. Delusion, more wrong understanding. What is wrong understanding? Jagat is Satya is the wrong understanding. This jagat is real, it will remain permanent. That is wrong understanding. And in some places you are caught, not able to release oneself in Sagar. You are caught going round, 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 round. Similarly, lust in Sansar is equivalent to that. Because of the lust, we are continuously in the Sansar Sagar. So what is the summary? Summary is that help yourself by yourself. बाहर से हेल्प आने वाला नहीं है. डोंट रिलाई ऑन योर वेल्थ, ऑन योर चिल्ड्रेन, ऑन योर. अब ये टाइम बाकी है, वी विल स्टडी अध्यात्म शास्त्र व्हेन वी रिटायर. व्हेन यू डू यू नो व्हेन यू आर रिटायर्ड, व्हेन द कंपनी थिंक्स यू आर नो मोर फिट फॉर द कंपनी, व्हेन दे रिजेक्ट यू, यू कम टू द अध्यात्म थिंकिंग यू आर नाउ फिट फॉर अध्यात्म. Then what is to be done? Yoga Rudra. Yoga Rudra, understand the means and follow it. Yoga Rudra. Then Samyak Darshan, you must have the vision. What is the vision? I am Brahman. Brahma Sat Jagat Mithya, that vision is to be clear. And Shankaracharya puts on lot of stress on your effort. You must put in effort. Without that effort, Uddharet Atmana Atmanam. You have to put in the effort. If you do that, I am not disheartening you. Lord says, Manushyanam sahasresu kaschid yatati siddhaye yatatamapi siddhanam kaschin mam veti tatvataha. There are thousand and thousand people there. Sari duniya ka baat chhod do, Chicago mein there are thousand and thousands human beings. How many of them come to Chinmay Mission? And out of so many sitting here, if you don't put in effort, will you get tattva? No. Kaschit ek will get the siddhi. But Nanak says, jin khoja tin paiya, ghare pani pat. Jin khoja, whosoever is, no qualification needed. I am graduate from Harvard. So I will get it. No, no qualification needed. Jin ko jaat in paaiya, gehre paani pair. Thakur Ram Krishna said, you can get it. What is needed? Bole, only love is needed. Kitna love chahiye? Bole, three types of love. Bole, first love is mother loves child. Second, worldly man loves wealth. Third love, chaste wife loves husband. These three love combined together, if you try, Thakur Ramakrishna guarantees you will realize. Our all loves are at these three places. Whole capital of love is invested in
your children, your wealth, and spouse. He said, now you take out this and trust in the Lord, you will get it.
Hari Om.